Hey, hey, what is going on, guys? Happy Saturday out there. Hope everybody having a good afternoon. DJ Jekyll Jive here on the Jekyll Jive podcast, updating new content every single day. You can find me on Twitter at Jekyll Jive. I'm also on Anchor. That's what I'm using to create these podcasts on anchor.fm/Jekyll Jive. We can connect there as well. And today I wanted to give you a quick rundown as I'm unpacking my DJ bag from last night of just some really basic things that I think every DJ or, you know, live performer, you know, who is within the DJ realm should really carry in their backpack, you know, as some good backup solutions, as some precautionary, and just some must-have items that I don't think you should leave your studio before you hit the DJ booth and before you hit the nightclub. And there's a few really key items that you're absolutely going to need and you just do not want to forget. And I'll start at the very top with one of my favorite products ever, and that is a good pair of earplugs. You really need a good pair of earplugs, people. You know, make sure you're trying to save your hearing and, you know, invest in the long term and how important it is to protect your ears. That's a topic I bring up here a lot. I think that everybody needs to get their hearing checked out regularly, and, you know, especially if you're a touring or professional DJ or work in the music business professionally, always bring a pair of earplugs. It always goes a long way. I actually carry around a little pouch of some disposable ones that I stick in my bag, and if anybody needs them, I'll you know, dish them out or give them to some friends, and you're always, you know, you're always looked well upon, and, you know, everybody will thank you for that in the end. But make sure you're looking out for your own ears. I recommend the Acoustic Dubs. I wear Dubs right now. That's D-U-B-S. You can buy them on Amazon. They're $20 a pair. They fit really well, and they attenuate the sound very well. And you want to make sure you're never leaving your studio without earplugs. And the second thing you should never leave without and you should always have in your DJ bag is a pair of headphones and a pair of backup headphones at that. So I have my Vmota LP2 that I've had for probably around 5 to 6 years now that are just absolute tanks of headphones. The cups fit really well. The leather's still upholding really well. I've replaced the cable once or twice, but, you know, make sure you're bringing out a pair of good quality headphones. And then also, if you can, in your bag, bring a pair of backup headphones. You know, even if you're using, you know, Apple headphones as a backup or, you know, some other really basic headphones, make sure you're bringing up a backup, guys. I've been in a situation before where I thought I had my headphones in my traveling case, but I did not. And luckily, I had a pair of Apple headphones in my backpack that I was able to use as a backup. And, you know, they're not perfect, but they'll get the job done. And it's better to have a pair of headphones than it's not. So definitely, you know, stick an extra pair in there. It'll be worth it in the long run. Like I said, always have two. Make sure you have one really good quality or your favorite pair and then a backup. I think it'll go a really long way there. And also related on the topic, running down the list here, number three is make sure you guys are bringing out your headphone adapter. That is right. The classic quarter inch to eighth, you know, the aux to the quarter inch jack. You know, this is like the cornerstone of any DJ's gear bag. I literally go on Amazon and I buy packs of 10 of these and I stick them in, you know, every single little nook and cranny I can in my bag in case I lose them. Or, you know, there's been instances where I've been in the nightclub before and, you know, other DJs have forgot theirs, so, you know, I give them out. It's, you know, it's a really, you know, good gift and always a good backup solution to have. And you can never have enough, because what happens is you know, you show up, you play your set, and the next DJ comes up and doesn't have theirs, so you lend yours to them, you never get it back. And they're really expensive, you know, I'm sorry, they're really inexpensive, guys. You know, just go on Amazon, just, you know, get a bag of 5 or 10 of them, and, you know, just spread them all over in your bag in different pockets, so, you know, you'll always have them, and never leave your house without this adapter. This adapter comes in so many different uses. And on the topic of adapters, there are a few other adapters that you should really keep in your DJ gear bag. The one I never leave with and that always I put in my bag is an RCA 2 auxiliary cable. What I like to do when I'm out at my shows is that is my really last backup plan. You know, what I'll do is I'll stick that RCA in a empty channel in the DJ mixer, and I'll have the aux run into my iPad, running Traktor, on my iPad or some other, you know, backup DJ software, whether it be, you know, on my phone or my iPad or whatever. In this case, you know, if I'm using Traktor Scratch or, you know, some other, you know, DVS system like Rekordbox DJ, you know, if that system fails and my computer shuts down, I can immediately get the music going again. Why I can kind of, you know, resolve and troubleshoot the problem on my laptop is now I have a secondary audio source. Is that's really what you want, is a secondary audio source. So I recommend, you know, bringing a small iPad or downloading some DJ software on your phone, you know, with some tunes loaded in. This way, if you ever need to use the RCA to aux method on the spare channel of your DJ mix, you can do that as well. And that's always a really good backup solution. And we'll keep it going here down the list. I always like to leave my house with a camera in my DJ bag. I have the Canon GX7 Mark II. G7X Mark II from Canon. This is an awesome all-purpose point-and-shoot camera. And the reason why I like to bring a little point-and-shoot camera to my gigs is, you know, there are certain times and there's certain sets that I play where, you know, I either can't afford to have a videographer come out and shoot me, or it's just not, it's just not reasonable to do for that show. And what I can do is I could set the, the camera up on a little tripod and kind of, you know, record some of my set. Or, you know, you can give it to a friend, and if you have a point shoot camera, it's pretty simple to operate. And if you just give it to a friend and try to record, you know, a couple minutes of you spinning or, you know, take some different pictures, I feel like these are way easier to collect than having to, you know, save all the Snapchat videos or the Instagram videos and, you know, leave the night and leave the club and wake up the next morning and realize you didn't have any really good pictures or video content from that night. And that's the worst after you play to a really good crowd and a really good nightclub. So always, you know, I like to stick a little camera in my bag and bring that with me as well. And we'll keep going down the list here. Always leave. Never make sure you leave without extra USB sticks if you're playing on the exported Rekordbox Pioneer Media. Guys, this is huge, okay? This is like the number one rule when it comes to playing on CDJs, is never bring one USB stick with your playlists on it. I've shown up to way too many DJ booths where the players weren't properly linked, the link function wasn't working, there's no link cable, you know, you have to make a backup, whatever. So I always like to bring three USB sticks. There's really no reason why you can't bring three USB sticks or, you know, a couple USBs and an SD card or two. But always, maybe two. I like to do three just as a backup, but you can get away with two duplicates of, you know, the same Rekordbox library. And, you know, this is big because if you show up to a club or, you know, if you show up and you want to play in the Pioneers and you go to plug in your USB and they're not linking properly, I mean, now you only have one deck working. You only have one audio source working. And how are you going to throw down a DJ set, you know, mixing two, three, or four different records if you only have one USB running Rekordbox and the link function isn't working? So I always recommend bringing a backup USB. It's just, it can never go wrong, you know, like, and it happens all the time. You lose these USBs, you know, you play your set, you forget they're in there. Really try not to. Always, you know, what I like to do is put a neon colored lanyard on mine, like a little neon colored felt on the end of my USB, and then this way when you're in the booth, it's easily identifiable as which one is yours, and, you know, you're never ejecting the wrong USB while the music is playing, and this way you always remember to take it home with you when you leave. So I think that it's always smart to identify the USB as well. And that's pretty much it, guys. You know, that's the most basic things that are in my DJ bag right now that I think, you know, are just really, it's a really good idea to, you know, have these things written down and, you know, go through a checklist every time you leave your studio and you head out to the club to play a DJ set. These tips, you know, can go forward to, you know, any live performer who's using Ableton or some other MIDI controllers. You know, obviously you want to bring, you know, a backup power supply for your laptop if you're using your laptop. I think that's a really smart move. I always like to bring a small extension cord or a power strip if I'm using my DVS system, because this way I, you know, if I need to plug in my laptop, I'm not, you know, reliant on the nearest outlet and I have a little bit more space with the smaller extension cord of a couple feet. I think it's a really smart idea, especially if you're bringing one of the smaller laptop chargers with you. you know, if you're going to put it up on a stand or whatever in the booth. But again, guys, all those items that I listed are the most basic, the most trusted. I've talked to DJs about this. I've seen it work, and I've seen people who don't, you know, follow the basic standard of what to bring, and, you know, sometimes the gig not working out for them because they forgot these one or two things, and it could have been the world of a difference, you know, if they had list checklists going into it. So I'll try to publish this also on my website. I'm going to be trying to get a blog going with a lot more of what I'm articulating here on this daily podcast into written word out there for you guys. But that's going to be it on today's episode on this Saturday. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great afternoon. You can hit me up on Twitter at JackalJive if you have any questions. I'm online, www.jackaljive.com. And there's also bonus audio segments of this podcast up exclusively on Anchor.fm. So you can download the Anchor app for free from the iOS store or from the Google Play store. And I can connect with you here as well. So we will talk soon from my studio to the world. I'll see you guys real soon. It's Jackal Jive. Peace.